Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. So wonderful to be here with all of you this morning. Let's get our heads right as best as we can. Heads definitely a little more right than it was last night after the Padres travesty. Five straight games they have lost. They get shut out. They got beat 14-0. If you're just tuning in and you were living in a cave, 14-0 last night in Toronto. Not my favorite game to watch. Some entertaining moments to be sure, but we will get into that. But I was crying laughing when I looked at the setup today for our YouTube stream. Yeah, Paulie puts kind of the title of the show and what we're going to be doing for the day, and it, what did it say, Paulie?
Pacers stun Knicks
in Eastern Conference Finals. I was howling. Our boy Matt noticed it too. He's like, look at the title of the show. Pacers stun Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. But
the basketball was basketballing last night.
That's right. And somebody
got 3 hours to talk about it today.
Somebody on Twitter just said, man, I feel bad for my boy Woods. He's got to talk about this for a few hours. I said, don't feel bad for me, dude. Best gig ever. No question. Yeah, it definitely sucked. We will talk about it. You know, there's some harsh words that need to be said. I do think that this morning, but we don't do that in foreplay. We're sweet and loving and kind. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Looking very handsome today. Benjamin?
Thank you. Got to get our heads right. I don't think it's us that needs to get our heads right.
My head's actually pretty right.
My head's okay.
Yeah.
I think you could wonder whether some of the heads in that lineup are okay, but we'll talk about that later.
No doubt. No doubt. I had an interesting story. I wondered if I should share it this morning. It's an embarrassing moment for me. And I don't know. I wonder if it's misogynistic to be embarrassed. I told my wife about it last night. And she just looked at me. She didn't really say anything. So I just told this story. And she just kind of sat there and looked at me with her eyes glazed over. But it happened to me yesterday when I went to the gym after work. Went to train. And I have a trainer. His name is Brent. And he puts me through the paces. And feeling great, man. Honestly, best shape I've ever been in my whole life. Peaking at like 49 years old, which is weird. And I feel great. My energy is up. My head is better. Body looks better. I like getting out of the shower in the morning going, all right, your boobs aren't saggy like they were. You got some biceps, some triceps are coming in. It's nice. It's nice to see results. It's really the first time I've ever seen any results. So he's putting me through the circuit yesterday, and he brings me over to this weird squat machine. I've done hack squats. This one was a different one. More like a barbell squat, but it was on kind of a machine, but it wasn't the Smith machine. It was just this weird, had pads all over it, and kind of the angle was weird. And he brings me over, and he throws a plate or two on there, whatever it was, and I have to get through 20 of those. So I get through 20, and my legs are cashed. Go over, we start doing some bicep, tricep. Now we look over to the side, and I see the two quite striking Brazilian women are now on the squat machine that I was previously using, but I still have to work it in my circuit. So my trainer goes over, of course he does, say hello to the ladies. Hey, how are you guys? Is it okay if we work in? Because we're in the middle of a circuit here, and I was 50 feet away, but I could see. No, yeah, no problem. So I go over, and they're finishing up. They have the same weight on that I do, and they're ripping through it, no problem whatsoever. I looked at him. I go, they're doing the same that I did. He goes, oh yeah. I go, well, I don't want to do this. I'm embarrassed now because I'm struggling through mine, and they're just cranking up these squats, and I'm like, my legs are shaking in the middle. Like every time I go down for one, I'm like, oh god, I was doing the same weight as them, and I was, and then they would stand and watch me struggle through it.
Oh boy.
And we were all doing the same weight. So I was like, man, this is like, it's already like kind of embarrassing being like the skinniest, weirdest looking dude in the gym, probably like one of the oldest guys. But then just to have to do the same weight as those two ladies, and they just crushed me. They just crushed me.
I was curious.
Ring the bell, Paulie. That's probably.
Yeah, I was curious when you say, how can you be both embarrassed and misogynistic? But I think you
actually lift weights, you know.
You pulled off the double right there.
But I just felt
there's no way, of course, that you should be stronger than every single lady out there. Now, you know, obviously, physiologically, you're going to have the advantage and be stronger than a good portion of the female populace, but there's going to be outliers who are going to be stronger than you, and good for them. That's awesome.
Well,
but there's no reason to be embarrassed about it.
Well, let's put it this way. They looked better suited to handle that. They were like, you know, like they were strong. I'm not. I'm weak. So is it misogynistic to say I'm weak?
You're not weak, though. You're holding yourself to unfair standards. You're doing really well for who you are and where you are as a 49-year-old, almost 50-year-old man who's in reasonably good shape at this point.
Better.
You should be proud of that.
I am.
Not feel lesser than because there are younger ladies who are as strong as you are.
Yeah.
I promise you, there's ladies out there who are doing way more weight than you're doing.
I know that, but it was like, that's fine. That's fine. The fact that they had to sit there and watch me struggle, that was the problem. It was like, I was, you know, like...
See, I thought your worry was what I tend to worry about when I'm at a public gym with other people, that the person who uses a machine after me is going to, like, I accidentally left some sweat. I'm not a huge sweaty person, but I always worry that did I not wipe it down correctly, and they're going to feel like, ooh, that guy's gross, he left some sweat, or it smells over here, and they're going to blame me for it.
I just felt like I think internally they're like, look at this dude with those, you know how self-conscious I am about my bird legs, and when I'm in there doing the same, they had no problem. They did not struggle through it at all like I did. I mean, I was going down going, oh my god, it was awful. They were tens. There was two tens sitting there watching me struggle through the same weight that they were lifting. So I didn't, you know, it was a little embarrassing. I'm trying to be vulnerable here.
Woods is most self-conscious about his little bird legs. Paulie, what part of your body are you most self-conscious about?
Man boobs.
Moobs,
yeah.
It's tough. What about you?
Probably.
Wiener?
No.
I just wanted to see your face.
I was going to say, like, love handles.
Oh, like the spillover?
Just a little spillover on the side.
God, I hate it, man.
You get to this age, it's really hard
it's
to avoid any a little bit of it.
Mine are okay.
Yeah,
not
you're doing
bad.
All right. I mean, the greatest invention in the last, I don't know, 20 years, not that anyone invented it, but
a girdle?
Dad bod.
Yes.
The fact that...
Dad bods are sexy. Really? Okay.
That's great.
Sounds good to me.
Who do we owe the thank you to?
Yeah, who invented that? Because I love the
idea. I want to say, honestly, like Leonardo DiCaprio like leads the dad bod
Yeah.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, rich and famous doesn't.
Fair enough.
You get away with a lot more.
I would always see like pictures of him shirtless on a beach in Italy or something.
What has he got that
and
I don't got?
They're like, oh, look at the dad bod is in. And it's always Leonardo DiCaprio on these short shorts on some beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful beach.
In his case, with some 18-year-old.
Yeah, 22-year-old model.
Because I don't remember that being a thing, you know, 20 years ago. But
it's so funny.
I've got to feel like that a dad invented that.
Yes.
Not perhaps like the female editor of a magazine, but that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, the dad bod has been, it's been good for us. I've milked it, you know, I milked it for too many years. My new goal is to look like that old guy in the Nugenics ads when I'm like 60. You know, the guy with the silver hair.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just yoked. That's what I want to look like when I'm 60.
So unrealistic.
It's so unrealistic. But, man, it's honestly, it's the longest I think I've ever stuck with anything. You guys know me. I've gone through my phases. I bring in my protein shakes and this and that. The fact that I've been consistently showing up helps. And man, I saw something last night and it just blew my mind. Something on Instagram. I should have saved it and had Paulie play it. But it was a guy that was talking about how his mental health was really struggling. I want to say, Paulie, he was a rapper. And he said he called Method Man. And Method Man was in Wu-Tang.
Yep.
And so he calls Method Man. He goes, bro, I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping a wink. Method Man said, I went through the same thing. He goes, you know what I did? He goes, I started going to the gym every single day. And he's like, all right. And he goes, but here's the thing. There's going to be those days where you're tired, you're depressed, you're sad, whatever. He goes, dude, it changed everything for me. He said, just go. He goes, if you do one pull-up, if you're on the treadmill for 2 seconds, leave. He goes, whatever. He goes, just go. And he goes, I started doing that. And yeah, there were days I got after it. Then there were days I walked into the gym, looked around, 3 curls, and walked out the door. He goes, but I went. And I go, dude,
I've
that
gotten
changed,
into that mode before.
That changed my life. Like, just changed my whole mentality of like, you know, just do something.
Yeah.
Go. He goes, even if you sit in the parking lot, just get out of the house and go. And I went, man, that's really good advice.
There's things you can do at home or even a walk around the neighborhood or something. But I've had moments where I'm like, it's weird. It's the look around and you're just like, nothing really feels good right
now. Doesn't feel right.
Nothing sounds good. Nothing sounds appealing. And like, you're like, I'll walk 2 miles on a treadmill or do a machine for 20 minutes or something.
It's
and
better.
Get out of there.
It's better.
And you feel like you did something.
It's well,
the,
better
the
than
The Peloton
nothing.
Is actually designed that way because it keeps your like streaks and stats and it reminds you every day. And, you know, I used to be proud. I would do 3 or 4 Peloton rides a week, and then I started upping it and got to like 5 to 6, but I always missed a day or two here or there. And now almost every day, in fact, I'm on my longest streak right now. I've 25 days in a row.
Solid.
That I've gotten at least on the Peloton. Sometimes it's just a 15-minute ride.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a 45-minute ride. But
it's something.
Just something really every single day to do something that makes you feel good about your health.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Now it's the time, you know, now it's like I start looking forward to it, knowing full well, like, he's gonna kill me today. I knew that. And I mean, yesterday was one of the hardest ones I've ever done. I couldn't even walk when I got out. It was like dizzy driving home. But, you know, ultimately I needed that. I need the accountability of a trainer. I do. Cause I would never push myself that hard in the gym. Never. I'd push myself a quarter of that hard and be like, man, I crushed it today. And so it's been good, man. But you know, the stories of the gym are just, it's wild. It's a wild place to go. I mean, everybody in there is yoked and tatted up and shirts off. And here I come strolling in my, you know, Deftones shirt and my tights on and just trying to get after it. But it's been very helpful. Been very helpful.
Actually have some breaking local news that's happening within about half a mile of our radio station. We can let you know what's going on here. Quickly, though, let's check traffic. Kelly might address it as well here on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, so as Kelly just told us, a plane crash in a neighborhood right across the freeway. We're on Arrow Drive just west of the 15. This is just east of the 15 in the Murphy Canyon, Tierra Santa area, where a Cessna at 3:50 a.m. this morning went down, presumably, you know, trying to get to Montgomery Field, which is also here on the west side off of Arrow Drive near the 15. According to San Diego Fire Rescue, there were foggy conditions at the time. They're not sure if weather played a factor, but the plane struck multiple homes on its way down, sparking fires to several structures and parked vehicles. The impact also left a gigantic debris field. They have not made any reports, as far as I've seen, on casualties, but obviously that would be a major concern. And yeah, just stay out of the area if possible, as Kelly said, around Santo Road, the northbound off ramp here from the 15 to Arrow Drive.
From us,
about a half mile. Yeah, really, really close, like, to where we are.
Where you get off the freeway, we turn right.
Yeah, if you go left.
If you just turn left and go up
right,
the hill.
Left and then right, it's right there. So, yeah, really close and really scary situation. Hazmat crew is there to deal with the jet fuel spill as well. There is a temporary evacuation center at Miller Elementary School if anyone's in the area and their house has been affected. But just keeping that public service information out there this morning. We are very close to what's going on right here.
Yeah, we've talked about it many, many times. The flight path is right outside of our window. And I'm you guys have your back to it.
I see your looks on your face, and then I turn around and go, it looks like it's coming right at the
door. It is just every time I see it. And again, who knows who's flying it, right? Is this somebody with their This is their maiden voyage. They're just now learning how to fly. And here we are sitting in this building, and it freaks me out every single time that it happens. But I hope everybody, I mean, it doesn't sound good. You know, you hear something like that, but we'll keep you informed if we hear anything. But yeah, there's news on the scene right now, cops on the scene, fire trucks on the scene, ambulances on the scene.
That is
scary. So scary. So hopefully everyone is okay as best they can be, but that's a dark turn.
Paulie called it up, but obviously my 10 News colleagues are on their breaking news. Get anything, any developments, they're on the scene right now. That's Adam Campos, my colleague, who's broadcasting live from there and keeping everybody up to date on the situation. It's scary.
That is. Man, it freaks me out when those planes are close to here. Anyway, I don't know how you transition from that.
We will transition by just kind of setting the menu for what we've got coming up on the short program today. Remember, we are heading toward an early 10:07 first pitch, so Sammy's going to be here with the pregame show at 9:07.
Padres and pancakes?
Padres and pancakes. He does like that bit. you asked me, after a game like last night, do you want to just get back as quickly as possible? And I agree. I think you do.
I do, too.
You don't want to wait around. You certainly don't want an off day.
No.
And I don't think you want to wait around all day to have to wait to play again. Might as well get right back on the field. Can't be any worse.
No.
Really?
I mean 18-0, I guess, but it's still a loss.
You could fall behind earlier in the game. I mean, it was 0-0 until the fifth inning. But
you held my attention to the fifth inning yesterday.
So,
good battle there, fellas.
We will we'll crap it up here in a couple of minutes.
Real good.
Talk about yesterday's game and this really stunning offensive collapse by your San Diego Padres that has gotten to historic proportions.
Yep.
Like, no exaggeration. I mean, we say, oh, wow, this team is historically bad. Over the last five games, they have been historically bad offensively.
I was here one that I, Todd, and Todd said to me, I woke up to this. He said, the worst part about baseball is everyone freaks out in May, good or bad. That's a good point. That's true. He's absolutely right. Good. If you're off to a hot start, everyone's freaking out. If you're off to a bad start, everyone's freaking out.
It's a fair point.
He said, I trust the players and the coaching staff to make the adjustments that are needed. I've seen way worse. And I wasn't trying to like clap back at him, but I saw this stat from the UT this morning. And I quote tweeted. I said, per the UT, the only time a Padres team has scored less over a five-game span was in the franchise's first year of existence. That expansion team scored two runs in five games from June 20th through the 23rd, 1969, and went on to finish the season 52-110. So, Todd, I'm not trying to be a jerk when I tell you this. You haven't. You actually have not seen way worse than what you've seen, at least offensively, from the San Diego Padres, unless you were there in 1969, and I'm looking at your profile picture. I don't think you were. So, you honestly, this is the worst that it's ever been. How's that feel? Let that sink in.
Say that one more time.
It's all right, ready? The only time a Padres team has scored less over a five-game span was in the franchise's first year of existence, 1969. That expansion team scored two runs in five games and went on to finish the season 52-110. I do believe the Padres will win more than 52. I'll take the over. I'll hammer the over on 52 wins. That being said,
vote of confidence from Woodson.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this is me. This is me glazing the San Diego Padres. They will finish over 52 wins. I'd bet the ranch on that one for sure. But no, it's a level of ineptitude that, frankly, Todd and me and you, Ben, who's been a fan your whole life, you've never seen it. Let that sink in. You've never seen this offense this bad.
Welcome to the torture chamber.
Fully engulfed in the torture chamber right now. Just put us in a blender, hit go, hit puree, and walk away.
And the craziest part is that 1 week ago today,
yeah,
I believe we were celebrating a Tatis walk-off. Not a single one of us had any inkling. Oh, yeah, but they're about to start the worst five-game offensive stretch in the last 56 years.
Since 1969.
We all saw it coming. You know, that was a big topic last, you know, Friday on the show. It wasn't.
It's so bad.
No, I'm going to hit it one more time.
Yeah, hit it one more time.
Welcome to the torture chamber.
So we will talk Padres baseball. Paulie kind of joke headline on our YouTube stream, Pacers stun the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Not entirely a joke, because that was an insane ending to a basketball game last night. We'll have to bring that up at least a little bit in our 7 o'clock hour. Plus, it's an SDFC Thursday, as head coach Mikey Varas is going to be with us. He's got a team that is playing really well. Didn't score last week in a 0-0 tie, but they're back.
Must be something in the water.
They're back at it with a kind of a rivalry game. LA Galaxy are coming to town this weekend on Saturday. And the Galaxy, of course, they beat them in their very first game.
Is this the Mario Lopez Cup?
It is. Galaxy have not won all season. You don't want to be the first.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh,
they
God.
Have,
oh, God.
They
oh
have
God.
Been in the torture chamber. They have not won, and you're not. You do not want to be the first this week. So a little pressure, actually, on SDFC to get the job done at home this weekend. We'll talk to their head coach, Mikey Varas, about the team's hot start at 7:35. Eno Saris on a Smart Baseball Thursday at 8:35, which will actually be our final segment of the show. So we'll squeeze in Don't Do This and Real or Fake somewhere in there. But we got so much to get to. I thought, let's do our Padres ticket giveaway right away for our early risers. So if you've been listening all week, you've been hearing us give away tickets to the Padres-Marlins game, call now 833-288-0973. And the fifth caller is going to win two tickets to next Tuesday's game against the Marlins, May 27th. Hoodies are back. First 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free Padres military hoodie. For the first time ever, the hoodie featuring the print similar to the Salute to Service Sunday jerseys. Get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets. Win them now at 833-288-0973. We'll come back with our crap up. Get into the, I don't know what they can do. Woods wants a table flipped or a fight in the dugout?
Sure,
I don't really want to fight in the dugout,
anything.
But we can talk about it. Coming up next on San Diego's... Okay.
I want eyewash.
Number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
I don't know what a streak like this would look like in California-style blackjack. Just busting like...
I do.
Every single time.
I know exactly what it looks like. Are you kidding?
24, 27, yep. 22,
Dealer has 21. It happens.
Oh, Dealer has 21 again. Dealer has 21 again. You know what?
We've been there.
It probably won't happen, though. Give it a try. Give it a shot. Head down to 7 Mile Casino. Play some cards. Play some Texas Hold'em, some Baccarat, some Pie Gown. Enjoy San Diego's most upscale, best, and closest card room in town.
Yeah, Ben says closest, man. It's just 7 minutes from downtown. You've heard us talking about 7 Mile for many, many years. Long, long time partner of the Ben and Woods program. So if you're looking for a fun time, man, a fun day, a fun night, a fun morning. You can go right now if you want, play some California-style blackjack, have delicious breakfast there as well. They'll take good care of you at 7 Mile Casino. Again, there's a lot to love, but the proximity to downtown is great, just 7 minutes away.
Absolutely. The views are great, and yeah, you don't have to drive 55 minutes into the East County and back. It's a very simple drive. You're on the west side of the 5 Freeway in Chula Vista on Bay Boulevard. Check it out today, 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Paulie's got in the wrap up here. Go over last night's 14-0 loss. It's hard to. I watched the whole thing. I watched every single pitch. And when they hit that grand slam, I just went, man. When it rains, it pours. And it's pouring right now. Pouring. A historically bad rainfall for this team.
I think the question you have to ask yourself today as a Padres fan, which team do you think is more the real Padres? Is it the one we saw for the first month and a half of the season? It was 12 games above 500, hit at a pretty reasonable rate, didn't have a lot of slug, but still, they were able to find runs and find rallies and put runs on the board and looked like a solid playoff team? Or is it this team from the last 5 days that does not look like they could find the playoffs, with a Google map? I mean, they look so far away from a playoff team that can't score, that doesn't even feel like they. I mean, once it was 2-0, and I'm not the guy who goes game over. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people.
Game.
The second someone scores a run game. When they're in a bad, you see it.
It's game a bit, over. But game. It's not
game.
A bit.
It's a bit, but yeah. It's not a bit. I felt the game was over when they hit the two-run homer. I did not have any confidence that the Padres were going to score a run. That's very unlike me. I can flush losses and go, hey, today's a new day. They could easily put together a five-run rally at the drop of a hat. It only takes one inning. It only takes really, a couple of batters to turn things around. But I didn't see it happening. So I really didn't care that they added on 12 more runs.
Yeah.
A secret part of me was like, good. This team should feel even worse about this. I don't want to hear another, hey, we were close. We
ran it right until the ass off
ninth inning. I was kind of glad to see the Padres have their hats handed to them yesterday. Just if it maybe comes as a little bit of a shock to the system.
An embarrassment for
a
little
team
bit. Yeah.
Right now. Now, my logical brain tells me, what makes more sense? A team fakes it for a month and a half and then reveals their real self, or this just happens to be a bad week. Maybe a combination of a couple of guys getting cold along with, facing some pitchers who were on. And there was no doubt in my mind that Kevin Gausman was throwing well. I mean,
just like we said,
throwing
Dan.
At, those pitches at the knees, that are they a fastball? Are they a sinker? I don't know.
Splitter.
Splitter, yeah. They're coming at the same knee level every time, and you're going like, I think this is the sinker. And you let it go, and Gavin Sheets, oh, no, that was a fastball at the knees. You're out. Oh, I think this is the fastball at the knees. I'm swinging. Oh, no, it just dropped into the dirt, and I missed, and I'm out. Tatis did that twice against Gosman's sinker.
It's a good point here. SD Jelly says, first part of the season, team looked like the second half of last season team. I don't know what team I'm looking at now. You're looking at the team that you saw against the Dodgers, the team that can't scratch anything together.
It is actually very similar.
Straight up PTSD from that series. And we'll have it. We will have that PTSD from that Dodgers, those 24 innings, until they're having a parade downtown. That will be there. And for good reason. I mean, it's basically the same guys. And you're looking at that going, we've seen you guys be capable of falling off a cliff and completely losing it. Whatever it is, you've lost it.
Yeah, you know, in the chat I see Beatrice Janine saying Team 2023. KG, though, you know, I think is correct. The 2023 team was never as good as the first month and a half of the season.
Never.
They never got to 12 games above 500. They didn't have that in them in 2023. Now, the roller coaster up and down, that was similar to the first half of last season. Jesse pointed it out on the TV broadcast yesterday. Padres had five-game losing streaks before the All-Star break last year, and still won 93 games.
That's crazy to me.
This is their first one this year.
I don't remember that.
four times they lost five games in a row in the first half of the season, and were about a 500 team.
Yeah, they were right at 500,
and,
I think.
And, you know, it pointed out by Purple, they're a 500 team in May, the definition of mid.
Yeah.
I don't even know that they're mid in May. They haven't looked... I would take mid right now. They're worse than that.
But I had a dream of mid.
Every good team, even 100 win teams, have stretches of 3 weeks where they play 500 ball.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's nothing indicting about playing 500 ball for a month. If you have winning ball for 4 months and 500 ball for 2 months in the season, you're a really, really good team.
For sure.
Really, really good teams are going to have 500 months over the course of the season.
I'd kill for 500 right now, man. I'd kill for, you know what I would kill for? Two runs. You know, that's the one thing I tweeted last night. I said, guys, I need to see something, man. I really, really need to see something from you. Eyewash is fine. I don't care. I want to see eyewash. Team meeting, table flip, fight in the dugout, helmet throw, cooler smash. Give us a sign of life that you give an S at all, even a little bit. Not just kicking the dirt, moping back, not booting three balls and just whatever. You know, I want to know that you care. I feel like Padres fans...
I don't want them to turn on each other, though. You tweeted, like, I want to see a fight in the dugout. I don't want to see these guys turn on each other.
I do.
How would that help?
I just want some emotion.
I want some emotion.
Isn't that the worst thing you could see right now?
No.
Is
happens
internally?
All the time. Happens all the time.
Yeah, on bad teams,
no,
on horrible
on good teams. Too. Happens on good
teams. They turn
good.
On each other?
Sure, guys.
They don't support each other through hard times?
I mean, they do, but it's also emotions boil over. Do we have, is there anybody with emotion at all on this team? Like, real emotion? I understand the need and that, you know, you want to be professionals and this and that, but, watching guys swing and miss and then just kick dirt with their heads down.
This has always been true of this recent iteration of the Padres. They do happy emotions really well.
Very well.
They do not do poor emotions well.
No.
They
no.
never have.
Never have.
None of them really have mastered
that's a weird thing.
Poor
it
emotions.
It's so important to do so.
Fernando gets a little mopey. Manny just kind of goes into a shell.
Manny just glazes over.
He just kind of glazes over.
Jackson just grits his teeth.
Rise just looks confused because he's so happy all the time. He doesn't know what to do when everyone's not happy.
Xander looks flummoxed.
Yeah. They do not do bad emotions well on this
team. I mean, very few people do, to be honest with you, but I mean, I don't handle bad emotions all that well myself, but I'm not a professional
athlete.
Would
you rather see him, you know, Bryce Harper it? Or,
Yeah. I mean, I need some sign of life, man. I really do. Like, and again, I know that that's eyewash a lot of times. I know when a guy, and I know you can't turn 62-game season, and that grates and wears on people. If every time we had a bad segment, I took this baseball bat and beat this chair up, it might be like, man, Woods really cares after the first time. After the 75th time, you're like, bro, relax. Who cares? Like, it's just a game or it's just a show. Like, but I need something. I think the fans have earned the fervor for this team. Let us know you care. Even if you lose, I can live with losses. Everybody's going to lose. Act like you give a rat's ass that you're losing.
The problem is we all know sometimes in baseball, in a long season, and Purple mentions Bryce Harper, king of eyewash when he gets mad.
God, I love it. He does too.
But Manny hates eyewash.
He hates eyewash.
Yep. He's not going to get mad just to put on a show for everybody. But it's kind of what you want right
Maybe
now.
Maybe like a guy like Profar, you knew. He wore his heart on his sleeve.
You're missing a little bit of that.
You miss a little bit of that with this guy. How do you not score a run? Accidentally score a run when you. I was talking to my dad this morning. I go, Luis Arraez, Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, Jackson Merrill, Gavin Sheets, Jake Cronenworth. You can't scratch out One run?
Well, when you're 0 for 32 with runners in scoring position over a five-game stretch, think about that.
If you got one hit. One.
You would have scored a run on that hit.
Yeah.
Maybe two. And you would still be batting 030 something.
For real.
But you couldn't even, you can't even get up to the 030 level. A bad baseball player.
Point.
If you set up Martin Maldonado every single time in that situation, you'd still expect him to get
one
four
hit
or five hits.
One.
And he'd still be hitting 132. And you go, that is horrible. You're 4 for 32 with runners in scoring position. That is abysmally bad.
I mean,
you are one of the worst players in the league. They're 0 for 32. That's like almost impossible. They're doing something that is almost impossible.
I just got to know that these guys, and look, I think inherently I know them. I've met them. I've talked to every single one of those guys I just mentioned. I know that they care. I know that they want to win. I know they don't want to look like buffoons. I know that. I know it. I think we all do. As much as we look at them and say, you guys don't care, you've given up, I think we know that's false. They do care. They're all egomaniacs. You have to be to play at that level.
Right.
Nobody wants their ego. Nobody wants us, a bunch of fat guys in there like, come on, play better. Nobody wants that. They want to win every game. That's why they do this. That being said, you gotta show us something. Like, you got to show us something. The ability to scratch out one single solitary run is not asking for much, I feel like, as a Padres fan.
Of the thousands of baseball players that have made it to the big league level in my lifetime, you could count on one hand the amount of times where I've looked at somebody and go, I don't think you actually care about baseball.
Correct. I can think of like three off the top of my head.
I think you were athletically gifted enough to make it a career.
And it's a good gig for you.
You got a nice payday. You're set up. I don't think you care. Because I really believe 99.99% of the time, you cannot get to that level without being passionate and caring.
Of course.
Obviously, there is some God-given ability and just natural talent there. And you put in the work as well. But all of that combined, like, there's only been, like, I'm with you. I can think of probably two or three guys off the top of my head where I'm like, I don't think you really like baseball. I don't think you care about this.
Yeah, it's like I said.
I don't feel like anybody on this team is that way.
Like Darren says, come on, guys, they care. I know. I know that. I just said that. They absolutely care. But you gotta show us something, man. I you know, don't talk about it. Be about it. You know, you gotta find a way. You have to find a way to right this ship. And you know, I don't care how hard they hit the ball last night. I don't care about anything else. That was embarrassing. They should be embarrassed. And this five game skids happen, as you mentioned, Ben. But there are different. We agree. There are different 5-game skids. You know, you lose 4-3, you lose a bad mistake, or a guy just gets you, you threw the pitch you wanted to pitch, and guy beats you, you tip your hat, and you walk off. All we're doing is tipping our hats. Oh, Emerson Hancock, great job. Brian Wu, great job. Tip my hat. Kevin Gausman, tip my hat. Kevin Gausman had been getting his skull crushed until the San Diego Padres. And let me tell you about today's starter, Benny.
Bowden Francis
is 0-4 with an 8.10 ERA across his last 5 starts.
Oh, we're cooked.
Cooked!
There is no way we are not getting swept today.
Joe Yo says, if you think they care, why do they have to show you they care? It's a good question. It's a fair question. Because if they don't, it's going to... I'm not saying that they don't care now. They could get to a point in the season where they're like, no, they don't care. Like, maybe they're not in it anymore. We saw some of that in 23. We did see it, and they talked about it. They admitted it themselves. Towards the end of the year, we cashed it in. Yeah. So you don't want to get to that point is what I'm saying. So whatever you need to light a fire, whether it's...
And then they started winning, by the way.
Yeah, of course, once they were out of
they
it.
They cashed it in, and then, of course, they started winning.
No, it's a fair question. I mean, I think, you know, for our own personal edification, is that the answer that you want? Yeah, man, I want to know. I'm pissed. We're going to be better. We're going to do better. You know, I don't need to hear Schulte tip his hat to the great defensive plays Xander Bogaerts made in the fifth. What I need to hear is we got to clean this up, and we got to do it now.
All right, congratulations to Jonathan, won the Padres tickets a few minutes ago. I hope this is not a particularly long Padres crap.
It's going to be a short one.
Okay, it's going to be a short one. Get another check of traffic from
Kelly.
How about
this? The intro is longer than the actual.
Outstanding. It's going to be a fast one coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
Crap Up,
presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
The pitch. High fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Fernando's going back. He looks up. This one is gone. A two-run home run for Nathan Lucas gives the Jays a 2-0 lead with two outs here in the fifth. 1-2 pitch popped up on home plate, foul territory. Going over for it is Kirk, the third baseman. Barger also coming in, but it's going to be Kirk who makes the catch, and that is the final out of this ball game. The Jays walk away with a 14-0 victory over the Padres. They've taken the first two games of this three-game set.
We haven't seen it the last 5 days, and no one's going to alibi that. But the answer is to, you know, get up, keep our head up, and make sure our focus is in the right spot and doesn't let it, you know, have any collectiveness to it. And that's easier said than done.
Mercifully short, and the cruise ship horn was a little quieter, which was nice. The highlights.
Patrick in the chat says, I think you got to give Nando a couple days off. He looks out of it. You can't.
A couple days off?
He's a 153 WRC plus. He's the best hitter on the team right now, but, you know, so the numbers say. We're back in Bob Melvin land when Bob Melvin couldn't give Soto or Manny or Tatis or anybody any, was Tatis there? Yeah, you couldn't give anybody any time off. You couldn't give anybody any time off because they played so poorly. And so he felt I can't, and I didn't disagree with him. I didn't either. In good conscience, I can't give Manny a day off. I can't give Fernando a day off.
We got to like July 1 still saying the old, hey, they still haven't played their best baseball yet. This team is just not quite fired on all cylinders yet, but it's coming.
Still believed it.
It never happened. Still waiting, by the way.
It happened. It happened as soon as they were out of it.
I will say Randy Vasquez looked good. He retired the first 8 batters he faced.
I'm a fan of his, man. He battled. He competes. He really competes. He looked last night like the only guy that wanted to be there. He really, and Luis Arraez did as well. He competed last. Always does. He does not have the world's greatest stuff. But that guy goes out and he gives you max effort every time. I have no problem with Randy Vasquez.
It's insane when you look at the final score, 14-0, and you think, what the hell happened? But you look at Randy, if you just go by the box score, 4.2 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 0 walks, and 4 Ks. What more? You can't ask for a whole lot more from your fifth starter who goes out there every single time and competes.
Every time.
Every time.
He never, ever, ever looks languid or like the, you know, some of the other guys.
We are
like
not saying he's the best pitcher.
Lethargic.
You will not get much Manny Machado slander on this show. I think you know this by now.
But. Today.
Manny lost his focus.
Yeah, he lost. Yeah,
I'm not going to ever say Manny didn't care, Manny stopped trying, but he clearly lost some focus there. In the seventh inning. I mean, you don't see Manny make plays like that. The first one, weird hop maybe.
The first one, I went back and watched it, and I thought, all right, do or die, right? Do or die. He wanted to turn that double play. Missed it. Okay, like, I'll give you that.
Rushed it, missed it.
Next one.
Manny, he lost focus. Yeah. And then Jake was desperate to make that play at home.
Yeah, it's just focus for a second.
Whatever it is, it just... You know, when I do think the lack of offense had an impact
on the
defense because it makes you feel like you have to be superhuman defensively and pitching because there's no margin for error. Well, there's no margin at all. Actually, there's plenty of margin for error. You're not going to score. You're never going to win. So it doesn't really matter what you do pitching and defense. Eventually, you're going to lose if you don't score. But I do think it adds an element of. It's very hard to just relax and play your normal good baseball when you know you're not scoring. And I think we saw that finally carry over to the field after it hadn't really carried over to the field for the first 4 games of the losing streak. It absolutely did there at the end of the game yesterday.
And you said, you know, you feel the pressure of not scoring. There also you feel like we can't score. Like we're not scoring, but we also can't score. Whatever is happening to us, it's not working right now, and they cannot score one single solitary run. And so, yeah, man, that is That was in one of the ugliest innings I've ever seen. Manny play alone. It was terrible. I mean, there's just no other way. You know, no other way to look at it. You know, having two guys in the lineup get hits. Staggering, dude. Staggering.
Alec Jacob struggled out of the bullpen and may not be the pitcher the Padres were hoping he would. I'm not going to throw him away, but it could be time to make a move at the back of the bullpen. That certainly isn't the main issue facing the San Diego Padres right now. I mean, Schulte does not like to throw position players out there.
No.
I feel like it's against his creed, but he had no choice but to call for Tyler Wade to finish that game off yesterday. So that's, you can tell that's how bad things are getting.
Do you have that audio? It's the only moment of last night that I enjoyed. Do you have that real quick?
Yes.
Schulte did have a lighter-hearted moment after the game talking about Tyler Wade.
I did like this.
You know, Jacob gave his, everything he possibly had and gave his heart. You know, Wadey, you know, gosh, man, tip of the hat to him. You know, I don't like position players play positions and pitchers pitch, but today was one of those deals where we're at where we needed to get him out there. And, you know, I really, you know, got a lot of respect for Wadey as I called him over and said, hey, listen, man, if you're not comfortable doing this, you know, just let me know. He goes, whatever you need, man. And so I'm grateful for that. I did talk to him walking up the steps. We got to work on a pitch for lefties. Looks like he's a little, you know, righties. He feels good with righties, but, you know, lefties, we got to keep that in mind, create a more of a right-handed lane for him. But, yeah, I'm grateful for him to show up and do something that he's not ultimately paid to do.
Fantastic.
Didn't give him the right part of the lineup to face.
It's on me. He's righty. You know, put him in righty-righty. I thought that was a nice moment.
All right, that was brutal. We will talk more Padres baseball. We'll look for a lineup as the show goes on for the game today. But how about some basketball next?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.